House Bill 1190, an act to repeal the specific time period that an insurance agent involved in certain crimes must wait before seeking licensure.
House Bill 1190 having second reading is up for final consideration and or passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Fisher Clemens.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. Well, 1190 actually came out of committee as a consent bill, but I still get to pitch it to you today. An individual that is licensed as an agent to sell insurance, if their license is taken from them because of the commission of a felony, currently the director of the Division of Insurance may review the ability to get that license back after 3 years from the time of the sentencing. That is currently in statute. The director of the Division of Insurance may deny a license to an individual because of a prior conviction of an offense. And in the statute, it currently explains all of the reasons that the Division of Insurance director would look at to determine if they can have that in their license back. The number one reason is whether they have been sufficiently rehabilitated. Many times it does not require 3 years to get rehabilitation. That is the reason for this particular piece of legislation. It says that instead of having a time limit on it of 3 years having had to have elapsed before the Division of Insurance can even look at this, that it is after the point of rehabilitation that that request can be made, and the director of the division can review that individual's history to see if they can get their license back. It's very simple. It is a fairness issue, and it can, in fact, keep people in the workforce if, in fact, they have rehabilitated following that of a felony. With that, I would ask for your support of House Bill 1190.
Further remarks, House Bill 1190. Hearing none.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body. Members of the body, I'd like you to vote in opposition to House Bill 1190. And I'll give you these reasons. Number one, I think you're giving up a significant amount of your legislative authority to the executive branch of government. Namely, under the current legislation, this body has decided that it would take 3 years after a felony before an individual would be able to have their license back. There are many times when we have sat in this body and we have agreed that we should increase the penalties relative to alcohol, relative to a number of subjects. It seems to be a little inconsistent to say we need to get tough on crime and then turn around and give an administrative agency of government, not even a judicial agency of government, not part of the unified judicial system, the authority to, in essence, give a felon's license back to him and her in a matter of days, weeks, or months. I appreciate the fact that perhaps the Division of Insurance may well have information that would allow them to make a reasonable decision in this matter. But I would simply remind the body that there is a division of power and authority basically within this government, that it is the legislative function to set penalties, to set licensure, to make those decisions. And if we were to adopt 1190, I think we would be giving up unnecessarily, without reasonably good justification, our legislative responsibility. I would encourage you to vote no on House Bill 1190.
Further remarks, Representative Haley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to vote yes on House Bill 1190. I know a fella who is in this predicament. He went to prison on a DUI. He is a licensed insurance salesman. He has served his time, has come out, and found out that he cannot receive his license for another 3 years. And he has asked the Division of Insurance How is it that I have to serve another 3 years after I served the time given to me by the judge, at least in terms of his ability to return to his livelihood? So this fellow talked with Darla Lyons, and he has talked with others of us in the legislature, and Darla saw the point, you know. She is in support of this. I don't think that we are in any way giving up our authority. What kind of authority is it to place some kind of cookie cutter justice on the issuance of insurance licenses? I hope that you will support Representative Fisher Clemens and vote for House Bill number 1190. Thank you very much.
Further remarks, Representative Napoli.
Mr. Speaker, members of the body, our time is short, the day is long, but we cannot walk away from this bill unless we do what is right. To use the example of a DWI in this bill is interesting because it has been the intent of this legislature to do what we can about DWI laws. There has been dozens of DWI laws since I came here in 1995, and will continue to be more. I say to you, look at the sentences that have been struck. That is previous language that says, if 3 years have elapsed since the completion of the sentence imposed by the court in connection with the violation. What that means is that's a punishment. That's a punishment in relation to a charge for a felony. Representative Haley, who I respect deeply, used the example of a DWI. A DWI, to be a felony, is a third time offense. I would think that anyone facing his third DWI would care more about his job and his family than to get another DWI, much less face losing his license to practice or sell insurance. I find this an astounding situation that we find ourselves placed in, because we have debated on this floor over and over again stronger and stronger sentences for DWI violations, and now we're going to roll that back to where we, as a legislative body, can't say or do anything about it. We're giving the ultimate authority to the Insurance Commission. That's a delegation of legislative intent and a delegation of legislative authority. This bill is setting a precedence that I have never seen in this body before in relations to DWIs. And if we continue on, if you talk about felonies and what a felony actually does to a person, that's a very serious charge. Now, I point out to you that if you're going to put yourself in a position to get a felony, you absolutely have to know that you're going to lose your license for a period of 3 years. Now, what's it going to be? Are we going to tell people that we're going to enforce the full intent of the law as much as we can with our present laws? Are we going to go forward with stricter and stricter laws, which this doesn't do? Or are we going to start to relax those laws and turn our authority over to an agency? This is probably an unbelievable situation for me. I've been in this boat, I've faced DWIs, and it was more important to me to save my business and save my family than get a DWI, and I've never had one. Because the thought of a DWI scared me so bad, it set me on the road to recovering from my alcohol problem. That's how seriously I thought about a DWI. Now, if I could do that, this gentleman that's coming in here asking you to give him leniency could have done the same thing. I ask you to vote no on 1190.
Further remarks on 1190. Hearing none. The question for the House is the final passage of 1190. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. Clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members will proceed to vote.
Representative Cohen. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 34, nays 35, excused 1.
House Bill 1190, having failed to receive a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared lost. Representative Fisher Clemens.
I give my notice of intent to reconsider.
Your intent is noted.
Thank you.